And thank you, Greg. And we've got Nikki Ryan with us this morning from the UK Cooperative Extension Office. I always want to say the Marshall County Extension.
It's all the same.
That's right.
It all works out. But.
Had lots of rain over the few days, and or yesterday anyway. And how are we? I know this summer we had some serious drought conditions.
Yeah, until the big rains we got, and I don't know the exact timeline, but a couple weeks ago we got them big rains, that monsoon kind of rain. Until that period, we were in a catalog drought rating, and then after that, our subsoil moisture and our topsoil moisture both are in the like adequate range, just like overnight. It was kind of unreal. I don't know about you, but my whole yard was flooded, and that was insane to go from that stage to this stage overnight. And now we're coming in the spring like we normally do with adequate moisture, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully all the prayers don't get answered at once, and hopefully we don't have too wet a spring.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, last year that was odd, though. It was so dry, and I know it couldn't be good for crops.
No, it was rough year for all producers. You know, the grain guys did okay, depending on the field. You know, if they had a mixture of hill ground and bottom ground, that kind of helped out a little bit. But, yeah, the crops took a pretty big hit, and I'll tell you what really took a hit was the forages. You know, hay production was down. People were already, you know, holding back because the input costs were so high. So production was going to be down anyway, and then what they actually yielded was down. And, you know, this time of year, it'd be good if we had a pretty mild rest of the winter because I don't want to use a term like hay shortage, but there's not a lot of it going around, and, you know, the folks who have it, it's worth a pretty penny right now. So I'm hoping for a mild winter. You know, they always need less hay if they have a nice mild winter. So I'm hoping the rest of the year, these next couple months, are pretty mild for my livestock folks because they've had a tough go.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And this, so far, it's looking better, though, as far as the rainfall. But as you say, be careful what you ask for.
Yeah. I don't even know his title, but the weather specialist, the UK, did a presentation last week for the wheat producer meeting, and he was, you know, forecasting a pretty average summer, but, you know, all them forecasts, you know, I think I should have done his job, you know. I mean, I'd like to be wrong all the time and nobody care. Like, yeah. I think that'd be a great job, but the forecast seemed to be that it's going to be kind of a mild, normal summer, so we'll see if he's right.
Hope so.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. Well, we do have a chance a little bit. More rain coming in, about a 20% chance this evening, and still the rest of the day today some more rainfall. But tonight, cloudy skies. Tomorrow, highs around 37, cloudy skies, and then Saturday looks nice, sunny skies each day. Highs around 43, and then on Sunday, warming up to around 53. So that's not bad for January.
Not too bad. Yeah.
That would qualify as a mild winter.
Yeah, maybe it'll work out. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, this morning we'll visit with Nikki and talk about some of the programs they have going on. And it's always a busy time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's meeting season. You know, most people have four seasons. Us Aggies, we have five. When it's meeting season, it's crazy. You guys can't see it, but I've got a stack of flyers in front of me. And I don't even know if we'll get to talk about everything going on today. But, you know, if you're interested in ag or horticulture or youth or family programs, you know, call the Extension office, find out what's going on. If you don't hear about something you want today, we probably have something going on for you. It's crazy. We need more space. So hopefully down the road we can work on that. So,
exactly. Yeah. And agriculture, you know, whether you're involved in it or not, it's so important to our economy. I saw where one in five jobs in Kentucky are linked to agriculture.
It's a big deal. People overlook us, but, you know, and there's demand. You know, if you've got kids out there trying to pick a career path, there's a lot of demand for the ag industry, and there's a lot of really good jobs out there. If you're willing to do the work to get into one, there could be some real opportunity. And I do some of that career counseling in ag, mostly in ag topics. So, you know, if you got a grandson, granddaughter, or nephew or something, and they're interested, just have them call me, and I'd love to sit down and help them work through some of them degree areas or trades. And I like to do some of that career counseling and, you know, be an advocate, you know, for agriculture. So
exactly. And you think of populations are still increasing around the world, and land is not increasing. So that means technology has to improve.
We have to continuously make more per acre constantly. And it's amazing some of the things that are going on and some of the ways that you know, the ag industry has found to do that. You know, they've got skyscraper gardens now where each level's a garden and just some really neat things. And then, I mean, if you just look at just something basic like corn yields, what we've done per acre, what we used to make and what we're making now, it's a lot of innovation. There's a lot of work going into it, and there's some really, really cool techie stuff going on in the background that folks don't know about. Especially with plant breeding and stuff like that, where we just keep continuously getting just a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And with this growing population, we have to.
Yeah. And you're talking about career opportunities for kids. Mm-hmm. Great industry to get into.
Yeah. You know, there's different areas. You know, some of them require a degree and some don't. And I really think there's something for almost everybody who's got kind of that outdoorsy, or even if not, there's lab jobs, there's just everything under the sun. You get into ag, there's entomology, there's pathology, there's just, I mean, I could just go on and on. There's just so many different areas that most people can find something that they're interested in. So if that interests you, I'd be glad to talk to you about it. And you know, I got a bunch of ag degrees. We can talk about which ones to get and which ones to maybe skip over. And me and my peers have learned some things, so I might have some tips to help folks out make those decisions.
Yeah, and some of the old technology, like beekeeping, things like that, that's grown in popularity.
It's coming back. We have a beekeepers group that meets once a month at the office, and they just bounce ideas off each other, and it's really great, and I love to see folks coming back and trying to support the pollinators and doing stuff like that. Excuse me, because oh my goodness. All right, I think
speaking,
I got it.
Speaking of pollen.
Yep. But we've got a really good group meeting, and that's something we need, and we need more of. And if you're interested in beekeeping, call the Extension office. We meet once a month there, and it's a very informal, casual deal, but it's really good. The beekeepers kind of pop ideas off each other. Hey, what are you doing right now? Hey, do I need to be doing this? And there's a lot of new beekeepers in the group, and they bring in guest speakers, and it's a whole ordeal. It's a good program. If you're interested in beekeeping, you know, holler at the Extension office. Phone number over there is 270-527-3285, and get some information on that beekeeping group. It's a really good group.
Yeah, so call Nikki up, 527-3285, and for any of the programs going on. And you work across the spectrum with
that. Oh, gosh, yes. I've got gardening programs coming up. I've got program for beef cattle producers coming up, for private applicators. So anybody who's spraying pesticides on their farm, or especially restricted use. If you're spraying restricted use pesticides, you have to have a pesticide applicator's license. I have three of those trainings coming up to meet that requirement for everybody. And then a couple grain producer meetings. And some of these meetings are dinners, so you might pay attention to that too, free meal. Yeah. I do have to give a shout out to Peel and Holland and Michael Dobbs there. He's sponsoring my beef meeting dinner and my grain meeting dinner this year, and the folks at Peel and Holland are really wanting to step up and take care of us ag folks, so I had to give a shout out to them. And then we also have programs for youth gardeners, and the master gardeners are going to come talk to you about that in a week or so. So you get all the information on the junior master gardener program then. So
yeah. That's a good group too, the master gardeners.
Oh gosh, excellent. I can't brag on them enough. They are absolutely excellent. I am very lucky to have such a good group in my county. And there's horror stories in other counties, and we don't have that in Marshall County. We have a good group. They have a lot of fun, and they just want to learn, and they want to teach and help, and they're wonderful. I love them guys.
Yeah, I've never seen a group more happy to give out information and answer questions.
Oh, yeah, they're driven for sure.
Yeah. I call them sometimes and have what I think is a silly question. They never make you feel bad about asking a question.
That's right, and you shouldn't. I mean, there's no such thing as a dumb question. Some of them may be a little silly, but there's no such thing as a dumb question. You know, I've never been scared to ask questions. I didn't learn that until later in life, and now I just ask questions like crazy. I don't care, and I hope the public knows to do that with us too, because that's what Extension's here for. You come in with questions, and if we don't know, we know who to send you to get the information you need. Yeah. So,
and one thing people ought to really do, I mean, even if you're just planting grass seed in your yard, is have a soil sample test.
Oh, yeah. Always soil test, and if you don't understand what that means, just call the office, and I'll talk to you about it and walk you through it. And you just take a soil sample. It's $7, and that's our cost. You know, actually, we lose money on some of them, to be honest with you.
I was going to say, it's been that price for years.
Yeah, but we don't want to raise it. We want it to be as affordable as possible, where we can still make ends meet in the lab. But, you know, soil test is the key to making sure you have what you need for your plants, whether it's your farm, your pasture, your yard, garden, anything. You know, you got a tree in the yard, you don't know if it has what it needs. I mean, you need a soil test. They're simple, they're easy, they're cheap, and then I'll sit down and walk you through what you need to do with that when the results come back.
Yeah.
So
it'll save you a lot of money too, because you always think, well, my yard needs lime, or my yard needs fertilizer, or whatever your crops need.
If one more person tells me that you should lime every year, I'm losing my hair, Chris. I'm not supposed to be in my 30s losing my hair, but you know, you don't need necessarily fertilizer every year. You don't necessarily need lime every year. Honestly, you probably don't need lime, but every 5 years, and we've got people putting it on. And you know, if you don't know what's there, you absolutely cannot make a good decision on what you're putting down. And you know, our groundwater can be at risk if you put down too much fertilizer, and that goes for just the little lawns in town. That stuff adds up. If everybody puts down a bag of 10-10-10 every year, you know, we're going to continue to have problems with algal blooms in our water system. And, you know, you talk about dead zone in Gulf of Mexico. We got to be responsible. You got to get what your plant needs, you know, for your benefit. But we also got to be environmentally responsible. And, you know, it's just, who wants to try to grow something and then find out later that they failed because they didn't do what they needed to before they started? I get that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get a good soil test. And for my farmers listening, I would get on top of it, because, you know, the Princeton lab got hit by the tornado. Well, it's gone, absolutely demolished. Mm-hmm. So the Lexington lab is going to be doing double time this spring. So if you can get on your soil testing a little bit early, if you're going to need them in a timely manner, I'd give yourself a couple extra weeks and get started on that early this year. And I just want to make sure everybody has enough time to get what they need.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
So, good advice. All right, well, we'll get to a quick break and come back and visit with Nikki right after this.